This is Kelly Blewett. Elizabeth Gilbert, the author of the outrageously popular Eat, Pray, Love, offers a new book of fiction, The Signature of All Things. This sprawling novel tells the story of Alma Whitaker. In form, at least, The Signature of All Things is a very traditional story. Like David Copperfield or Jane Eyre, we meet Alma on the first day of her life, when her father ate a pineapple in celebration, and stay with her nearly unto her death. And like the protagonists of these classic Victorian novels, Alma is a Victorian, born in the year 1800 and destined to live a full, rich, and complicated life. It's a pleasure of an old-fashioned novel. We see her childhood, feel her rocky adolescence, watch her become an adult woman. We understand Alma's development as a human being with all sorts of passions and prejudices. We know the fundamental relationships of her life, her childhood playmate, her mother, her sister, her father, and how they shape her view of the world. And Alma has a capacious and generous view of the world. She says to a friend near the end of her life, "All I ever wanted was to know this world." Alma's pulsing desire to know motivates her from her first moments of consciousness. Her story is engrossing, vivid, complex, and complete, and it is no small feat of storytelling. This is how Alma is described to the reader shortly after her birth, and I quote, "She was her father's daughter. It was said of her from the beginning. For one thing, Alma Whitaker looked exactly like Henry, ginger of hair, florid of skin, wide of brow, abundant of nose. What's more, Alma was clever like him, sturdy too, never took ill, stubborn." From the moment the girl learned to speak, she could not put an argument to rest. She wanted to understand the world, and she made a habit of chasing down information to its last hiding place, as though the fate of the nations were at stake in every instance. End quote. This sprawling book about history, science, spirituality, and most of all, people, is one you will not want to leave. Thankfully, Gilbert took her time with the story, and the tome spans nearly 500 pages. It's worth the investment of time. The book is beautifully plotted from beginning to end, and readers will be sad to say goodbye to the irrepressible Alma. For myself, I enjoyed reading Eat, Pray, Love, and once I enjoyed hearing Gilbert talking about her work and her worldview, her passion and her experience. But more than Eat, Pray, Love, and more than listening to Elizabeth Gilbert, did I enjoy The Signature of All Things. Gilbert notes in an interview that there could be no Signature of All Things without the beneficence of Eat, Pray, Love. Eat, Pray, Love has been, she says, my great enabler, my patron. I, for one, am thankful that such a writer as Gilbert has had such a patron. I can't wait to see what she does next. For Around Cincinnati, this is Kelly Blewett.